At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, European cities are fed up with Airbnb and the like. Residents in Rome, in Florence, in Milan recently took matters into their own hands, vandalising the key lockboxes to protest how short-term rentals disrupt neighbourhoods and inflate housing costs. So now, Italy has banned self-check-in systems altogether, citing public order and safety risks. Joining me on the line with the details is Nick Squires, Italy correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly are these changes?
So the Italian authorities have decreed that property owners of short-term rental apartments and flats in Italy must turn up in person to welcome their guests. So they can no longer use these key boxes, which you see all across Italy, in particularly places like Florence and Venice and Rome. Which they've used in the past to store their keys. They send customers a code on their smartphone, and customers can access these keys and get into the property. That is no longer going to be allowed in this country.
So what will be required of someone who's arriving at a property? They might have used a key box in the past. Now, what will happen?
Well, I mean, for the tourist, it should be smooth. They will be meeting the owner of that property, wherever it might be, and that person will physically hand them the keys, also take a copy of their identity, their passport or their identity card, and send that to the local authorities, which is done already. But it's the key box thing that is going to change. That's the crucial element. And these key boxes have become something of a symbol for many people in Italy of over-tourism. You see them everywhere. Interestingly, that's not the primary reason that the authorities have introduced this. The Interior Ministry and the head of police in Italy say that the reason that they don't like these key boxes is for security. They would rather have property owners make visual contact with the people staying in their apartments or their flats, rather than doing everything remotely.
Now, is there any evidence that ne'er-do-wells have used these B&B type accommodations for nefarious purposes?
I think not a great deal, to be honest, although the head of National Police did cite as reasons for bringing in this change the fact that there's a lot of big events coming up in Italy, primarily next year. Well, in fact, it starts on December 24th, the Vatican's Jubilee. This is a special year of religious events, holy events organized by the Catholic Church. Happens roughly every 25 years. And all of 2025 is the Jubileo, the Jubilee. And that's an event that is forecast to bring to Rome about 30 million pilgrims and visitors. So the authorities say they're concerned about that.
Now, for the landlords, the people who own these buildings, are they complaining at all about this new regime that, you know, someone arriving on a late night Ryanair flight from wherever will be seeking to meet them in person at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, definitely. They're not happy. In fact, there's an association of short-term letters. And they said in response to this new decree that the whole thing is discriminatory towards them, that it will affect tourism, that it will affect their businesses, but they're just going to have to put up with it. Airbnb as well, I got a statement from them. They criticized this initiative. They said that it's unnecessary, that there's already identity verification built into their online booking system, so that it, from their point of view, it was unnecessary to introduce this new measure, but that they say they'll work with the Italian authorities, obviously, in its implementation.
Now, you can see the problems for some of the owners who have multiple properties. I mean, they cannot be in 10 places at the one time.
No, that's right. But I mean, I think there's, I don't know, I would say there's limited sympathy from many campaigners, certainly, and from many local people in cities like Venice and Naples and Rome. I mean, I know in Rome, for instance, where I live, we've seen a huge boom in the number of short-term lets. And you see these lock boxes, these key boxes tied to posts and window grills everywhere. And locals are saying that really the proliferation of these short-term lets is forcing out local families, people who can't afford these higher rents. And so it's changing the fabric of the historic centres of places like Venice, Bari down south, Naples, Rome, to a lesser extent Milan.
And what about the hotels, the 2 and 3 star hotels that many people use when they go to great cities like Rome? Are they delighted with this development?
I think they'll be pleased, yeah. Clearly, platforms like Booking.com and Airbnb, hugely popular, but a direct competition to those small hotels. And the small hoteliers have said that, you know, a lot of these short-term let properties don't declare themselves, evade taxation. So, yeah, I think they're pleased that it may, in their view, level the playing field a bit.
Yeah. Now, one of the problems we encountered in Dublin was where people rented an Airbnb or accommodation like it for maybe a week, and then they put it online pretending it was their own and offered it to rent to students and visiting workers. They took the deposits and they fled without a trace.
I haven't seen too much of that in Italy. That's not a familiar phenomenon, not something I've read about. So I couldn't really comment on that.
Finally, I should ask you about a ban in Florence on tour guide loudspeakers, which is not something I've encountered.
Yeah, it's not just Florence, actually. Venice, a few months ago, brought in the same prohibition. Venice said they were cracking down on the size of tour groups. I think they've now limited it to 20 or 25 or under, and also the loudspeakers. And it seems perhaps, you know, a small point, but if you're a resident of one of these places and you've got tour groups coming through your neighborhood, you know, every hour on the hour, and the guide's got a loudspeaker, then it really affects your quality of life.
A bit like the busker who sings the same song again and again and again.
Absolutely.
Nick Squires, Italy correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Nick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.